All right, let's prepare ourselves for our continuation of our quick glance at the 20th century. Let us pray. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, as we continue our study, we are hit with the fact, Father, that people come and go. Someday we are going to be absent from this earth very shortly, and we have but a brief time, therefore, to reach spiritual maturity and to reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is imperative that we understand what our life is about, the goals in life, why we're left here on this earth, that there is a God, there is a Savior to be glorified, and that's our purpose. To this end, Heavenly Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, let's begin now. We are up to 1902, if my record is correct. Good. My paper clip does not lie. All right. Once again, as I go through all of these things, it just is almost shocking how you just read through a man's life, and these are the people who made historical impact as far as the earth is concerned, not the angelic conflict. That history book will be taken care of in phase three, as you already know. And there'll be many people whose names we study on earth, whose names we will not even remember in heaven. There'll be names such as housewives and people that are totally forgotten in the world today. They will be the heroes in the eternal history book that our Father is keeping and whose names will be carved in the eternal stone as per the book of Revelation. But, at any rate, we have to study the trends of history, and we are now looking at the 20th century. Once again, I do want to finish this up tonight and next Sunday night, and then get back to our regular study. We have just a little bit more to cover on the Jews, then I want to get back to the books of the Bible. But I'm going to, once again, emphasize some of the important things, a few of the fun things, and the writings. Because it is in the, and by the way, please remember when I give you some of these writings, that these are the primary leaders in the field of which they wrote. There are a lot of other people who are writing in the same subject matter, but this will give you an idea of the movement of thought. All right, let's continue now. We're at the beginning of the 20th century, 1902. Let's just start with some historical things that Carter turned around. In 1902, the United States acquired the control over the Panama Canal. Carter didn't think it was so great and gave it away. Let's move on. Some of the writings at the turn of the century. We've already seen the study on poverty last week, studies in history and jurisprudence last week. Now tonight, adding to the writings, the varieties of religious experience. Religious experience is going to become very important in the 20th century when an increase in emotionalism, the tongues movement, the holy rollers, healers, all of this type of thing, more or less void throughout history, but now at a great time. It has nothing to do with the end of time. It has to do with trends. And if you will study history, even briefly as we're doing now, you can almost predict that a religion is going to move into a mystical, emotional, get away from the study of the Bible, get away from faith, and move into just mysticism, because that is where thought is going. People are becoming, in the 20th century, when I go through these things, they're going to become very discouraged, disillusioned with the world, with science, with things, and they're going to seek their escape in drugs, alcohol, mysticism, if you're religious, getting away. It has nothing to do with the end of time. It has to do with the trends of time. So you can almost predict the high emotionalism of today. And if we wanted to follow the trends of history, we could almost say that in the by 2050 or 2050, it's 2025 going into the next century. It's going to be the pendulum will swing. Emotionalism. People are going to find out emotionalism did not pave the way, and there's going to be a new swing, new theology, new development, new needs of Christians, and that's why we need pastors who are studying and ready to meet those needs. All right, The Varieties of Religious Experience begins the 20th century. If you're interested, that's written by William James. Another one, very close to the same subject, by Croce, C-R-O-C-E, The Philosophy of the Spirit. Philosophy, not teaching, not dogma of the Bible. These are not written by men who study the Word as you and I understand it. These are philosophers, ideologists, these types of people who are doing this with the Word of God and with what's going on in history. 1903. Just so you'll have an idea of what's happening in the moving toward the Russian Revolution and the historical development of communism coming onto the scene. In 1903, the Russian Socialist Democratic Party was split. And then you have, this will be splitting with the Bolsheviks, B-O-L-S-H-E-V-I-K-S. You have ideological split between the Russian Socialist Democratic Party and the Bolsheviks, led by Lenin and Trotsky, T-R-O-T-S-K-Y. Trotsky is a very evil man, Lenin also, but you can see the ideological, philosophical things happening throughout the world in this type of thing. To give you another idea of the writing of the time, this is when Shaw wrote Man and Superman. The whole thing of super human beings and the super athlete and all these super things are going to start coming into play, and super grace and all of this. It's the 20th century is... when it's all over and said, it's going to be a fascinating study of the development of trends of history. This is also the time that we've already studied anti-Jewish pogroms. And I told you what that meant. That is the total attack and annihilation and slaughtering of Jews, blaming them for so many things in Russia. So this is the anti-Jewish, P-O-G-R-O-M-S. In Russia. Things are happening in Russia that are going to lead to the Russian Revolution, 1917-1919, leading to the development of the Communist Party today. Sex and Character, another writing, sex. Sigmund Freud didn't do it. Sigmund Freud was a stepping stone at the time. He came at the right time. So now sex is going to be a great part. With this mysticism and letting yourself go, homosexuality, all types of evil things in all, so many areas are going to come into play into a strong course in the 20th century. These are the things happening at the turn of the century. All right, just so you, for historic purposes, 1903, if you play Trivia Pursuit, this is Orville, O-R-V-I-L-L-E, and Wilbur, W-I-L-B-U-R, Wright, successfully fly a powered airplane, 1903. Orville and Wilbur Wright successfully fly a powered airplane. Who can estimate the importance of such a movement as that in history? Let's see. Motor car speed limit is 20 miles per hour. Cars are beginning to come into play in the world. The National Women's Social and Political Union is developed for you ladies. Henry Ford founds the Ford Motor Company. Henry Ford founded the Ford Motor Company, and if you're interested, he did it with $100,000. You can hardly buy a house for that today, and he started the Ford Motor Company. The first coast-to-coast crossing of America, the American continent, by car in 1903. So the airplane, the car, all these things are going on at this time. Let's see. The first preseason baseball series starts in 1903. Just every now and then I'll tell you some things in sports that start new things, not the development of them. 1904, Teddy Roosevelt wins the U.S. presidential election. 1904, Teddy wins the election. All right, let's look at some writings now. All of these are interesting as the turn of the century. 1904, Democracy and Reaction. Democracy and Reaction. This is written by Hobhouse, H-O-B-H-O-U-S-E. Freud is writing his psychoanalysis for everyday life at this time. Here's one that if you were in any kind of religious class, you'd have to know because of what it's developed. Max Weber, W-E-B-E-R. If you've dealt with religion and the development of thought, you'd have to deal with this man. Max Weber, The Protestant Ethic and the Birth of Capitalism. The Protestant Ethic and the Birth of Capitalism. Fascinating writings throughout history that so many people just leave alone in the library, and that's unfortunate. But Max Weber's The Protestant Ethic, The Birth of Capitalism. You'll also find so many writings, religion, Bible understanding. It is just, as I told you before, I'd hate to be an unbeliever seeking truth in the maze of religion today. All right, let's see. Rolls-Royce Company is founded in 1904. The Rolls-Royce Company is founded in 1904. let's see. New York policemen arrest a woman for smoking cigarette in public. The New York police arrest a woman for smoking cigarettes in public. I think I've already told you, Teddy Roosevelt's daughter just shook up Washington with smoking cigars, and she's a very beautiful woman, and just a fascinating character. 1905, let's move along, 1905. Not a whole lot as far as writings. Lennon is doing his writing and talking and speaking and power plays. He writes on two tactics, that's the name of his writing, two tactics. Then also you have the writing of The Life of Reason. The Life of Reason. This is written by George S-A-N-T-O-Y-A-N-A. And reason is going to start coming into great play once again in history. And that has developed in the 20th century. 1905, for you people who play Trivia Pursuit, this is the year Albert Einstein, E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, E-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, formulated the theory of relativity. So that occurs in 1905. Sigmund Freud, three contributions to the theory of sex. Three contributions to the theory of sex. I don't know why you have to theorize sex, but anyway. All right, 1905, continuing. The first neon light. The first neon light was developed and hung up as a street light. All right, 1906. President Theodore Roosevelt takes his first trip outside of the United States by a president while in office. And you know that story, visited the Canal Zone. That's when he walked on American property all the time and said he never really left America. But he was the first president to leave. Something on the entertainment side, 1906, George Cohan. And you know who that is, won the Congressional Medal of Honor for his patriotism. George M. Cohan produced the 45 Minutes from Broadway. If you saw the movie of the life of George Cohan, you know the story behind that. Every Man's Library is founded in 1906. Great contribution in literature. We'll not deal with too much of the writing. Man and Evolution, written by Hobhouse. During this year. Evolution, by the way, is very high. Rationalism, evolution, mysticism, so many things all countering each other, and therefore it's up to each of us to decide which way we want to go and deal with our lives. All right, allergy is first introduced to the medical profession. Allergy is first used in the medical profession at this time. the first radio program of voice and music is broadcast in the United States. 1906, the first radio broadcast of voice and music. So we've come a long way from that event. All right, circumstances of Upton Sinclair's novel, The Jungle, is occurring in Chicago in the Stockyard area. If you know the story and the book of The Jungle and read it, this is where he will develop that from in 1906 in the Chicago Stockyard area. A lot of things in 1907 are going on just very, very quickly. The open door agreement between China, France, and Japan, the open door policy. Teddy Roosevelt bars Japanese from immigrating to America. Teddy Roosevelt bars Japanese from immigrating to America. Wrote a very interesting article on the hyphenated American. Lenin is causing a lot of problems. And he founds the newspaper, the Proletarian, very liberal and communistic paper, Proletarian. The Proletarian was first founded by Lenin, 1907. Stalin is making some of his power moves at the same time in 1907. You can read history to find out all of the details. I'm just kind of orienting you to what's going on. There is 1907, the Roman Catholic Church condemns all modernism. The Pope stands up and just condemns all modernism. That's one way to get rid of it. Just condemn it, and that'll solve the problem. Hardly. The United Methodist Church is established in Britain. The United Methodist Church is established in Britain. Denominations are going to become very, very important as the turn of the century. If you're familiar with Alfred Adler, A-D-L-E-R, this was a paper that he wrote, and it's important. The study of organ, O-R-G-A-N, organ inferiority. The study of organ inferiority, and that's going to have its repercussions. In the entertainment world, 1907 is the first Ziegfeld Follies, Ziegfeld. If you don't know what that is, ask your parents. The first Ziegfeld Follies is staged in New York. 1907, the Boy Scout movement is founded. 1907, the Boy Scout movement is founded. 1907, all immigration to the United States is restricted. All immigration to the United States is restricted. If you don't know the story behind this, someday on Mother's Day I ought to do the story behind it. But anyway, 1907 is the establishment of Mother's Day. 1907 is the establishment. The second Sunday in May is established as Mother's Day. This happened in, of all places, Philadelphia. W.C. Fields has written on his tombstone, "I'd rather be here than in Philadelphia." You have to understand why, though. He and his ex-wife didn't get along, and that's where she lived. Here's one that many of us have enjoyed in our life, if you are, I guess, over 40. The first daily comic strip of Mr. Mutt, which came later to be called Mutt and Jeff, occurred in 1907. So it's lived quite a long time. All right, 1908. William Taft is elected president. William Taft is elected president. And for history coming, Lyndon Johnson is born in 1908. Lyndon Johnson is born in 1908. Died in 1973. All right, another important person born in the literature world, Ian Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Most of you, if you read books, have read Ian Fleming, some book by Ian Fleming. 1908, General Motors Corporation is founded. Henry Ford's already established his company, so General Motors is established in 1908. 1908, Ford Motor Company produces the first Model T. The first Model T, 15 million will be sold. All right, 1909. All right, let's take a look at some writing. Lenin, materialism. Materialism. And, of course, this will be Marx, Lenin, the whole communistic manifesto based on materialism. Sigmund Freud is lecturing throughout the world now, writing his paper. Jews are all over the world now. In diaspora, because of various things that occurred, they're all over Russia, Europe, Africa, just everywhere. South America, all over the world, Jew population is occurred. 1909, this is the first time that in the movies, the first development of newsreels. First development of newsreels. Someone very important to all of us in the South died this year in 1909, Frederick Remington, R-E-M-I-N-G-T-O-N. If you haven't been over to the Amon Carter Museum in Fort Worth and seen his paintings, you really missed a artistic treat. This is also what we call the beginning of the plastic age, 1909. The manufacturing and development of the beginning of the plastic age. All right, 1910. All right, the United States Congress passes what is called the Mann Act, M-A-N-N. It prohibits the transportation of women across state line for immoral purposes. So there you have it, ladies. We're protecting you. The Mann Act, however that's spelled with two N's, M-A-N-N, the Mann Act prohibits the transportation of women across state lines for immoral purposes. Inside the state, you're on your own, ladies. But you can't be transported across state lines. That's a very important law, though, that sought to cut down on a lot of kidnapping of girls and ladies and transporting them. It's a horrible period of things going on at that time. The first, 1910, the first deep sea research expedition occurred. The first deep sea expedition occurred. Something that I found rather interesting in the development of all of this in 1910 is the weekend. Saturday and Sunday becomes very popular in the United States. It's about to be destroyed as we close out this century. It began at the beginning. It's going to close out with the abolition of the Blue Law, and such things are going to change the next century. We're not for the Blue Law, I'm just saying that when you start changing your Saturday-Sunday structure, then you can just see in the beginning, or as we go into the 21st century, our children are not going to know the America that we knew. Things are really going to change with those kinds of social things. But, you see, here's the importance. A lot of Christians gripe. A lot of religious people gripe. It's because they have Sunday as a day of worship. But a church such as ours, that knows that it is the daily intake of doctrine, a daily relationship with the Lord, this doesn't make any difference. And you can take in Bible doctrine, or you have to take in to have a Christ-centered life. It's got to be part of your momentum every day, a relationship with the Lord, not just on Sunday. So the religious people are really fighting the Blue Law, but if you understand history, and you understand the plan of God, and you understand the church age, and what the church is really about, then these types of things, they only alarm us but not in the spiritual sense, but in the social sense. I'm a traditionalist. I like the weekend. I think the body and industry needs a day off. But things are going to change, and you and I are not going to be able to stop it. And the Christian has to not be alarmed by changes in history. We are the forerunners, and we have to adjust, and we've already adjusted by offering Bible class often through the week. But be that as it may, 1910, the weekend becomes popular. Let's say 1910. Just so you'll know, Father's Day is first celebrated. And that is also an interesting story. The first Father's Day, this started in Spokane, Washington. So right after Mother's Day, fathers needed equal time, so Father's Day was started in Spokane, Washington. 1911, the first use of aircraft for offensive measure occurred. The first use of aircraft for offensive movement. This was in the battle with Italy and Turkey. Oh, in the film world, just because we have a modern film of it, way back in 1911, the movie Spartacus. But you see, Spartacus is a very revolutionary movie. It's a very socialistic, revolutionary movie. The writer is a Russian, and it is for the revolution of the people. And so it is no surprise that in 1911, with what's going on in Russia, what's going on throughout the world, the Lenin, Trotsky, all of these types of things influence society, Spartacus is one of the early movies. I'm sorry I like it so much, because I know that it is a very evil-oriented movie. But it was very good. Also, to counter that, if you please, the film Pinocchio also came out in that year. I'm not going to go through a lot of new movie things. Just every now and then I'll tell you some things that are added that we can relate to. 1912. Just for your information, Arizona and New Mexico become the 47th and 48th state. Arizona and New Mexico. That's all the way up to 1912. Woodrow Wilson wins the presidential election in 1912. And Lenin and Stalin are joining together in the writing of their thoughts to bring about their movement. Stalin and Lenin. The movie War and Peace is in the film world. By 1912, it is estimated that in the United States, 5 million people went to the cinema daily. 5 million people went to the cinema daily, 1912. Of course, you got to remember, there wasn't a whole lot of other things. It's either go to the movie or go to church. So the cinema is beginning to take its place in the world. Also, 1912, the word in the medical field, the coined term vitamins comes into, is being used, coined now. The word vitamins is coined. This is by Polak, a Polish chemist, coined the term vitamin. 1912, sometimes every now and then I like to ask, play a trivia, see if you know some things, what happened. But 1912, the SS Titanic sunk in its maiden voyage. SS Titanic sunk, 1912. The Woolworth, F.W. Woolworth Company is founded. If you don't know what that is, ask your parents. Are they still in existence? I don't know. They are? Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, in 1912, the first successful parachute jump. Well, I'd hate to have been a predecessor to that one. But anyway, this is the first successful parachute jump. Like, I would have waited till that sucker's developed. But
This is the first successful one. Also in 1912, a name for most of us guys, Jim Thorpe. Wins all of his Olympic games and becomes one of the great athletes of all human history. All right, 1913. Here's something a lot of you will love. You can go back to 1913 to have your regrets. The federal income tax is introduced in the United States. The federal income tax dates back to 1913. The Federal Reserve System is established in 1913. Richard Nixon was born in 1913. The development and the understanding of economic business cycles takes on a great thrust in economics. If you are interested in economics, you are familiar with that. In the film world in 1913, Cecil B. DeMille is starting to become very instrumental in American films. Cecil B. DeMille. 1913 is basic ideas of jet propulsion are developed. The basic ideas of jet propulsion are developed. So this is the starting of the jet age, and who knows what's going to happen in the 21st century. That would be absolutely exciting to be a child under around 5 years of age now and to think of what's going to happen by the time that child is in his 30s and 40s is absolutely boggling to the mind, the challenge that is before us. And the problem is America's not educating our children to meet the challenge of the 21st century. It's going to be up here. It's going to be in the mind. It's going to be people who are able to handle the progress and everything that's happening. It's a phenomenal challenge in every field, not just in the computer field, unfortunately. Everybody thinks that's where it is. But it's going to demand some thinkers, some writers, some teachers, some pastor teachers. It's going to be unbelievable. 1913, zippers are in great use and become very popular. I think I told you when they were developed, but now they're very popular. Zippers. You can talk to your parents. In 1913, the foxtrot comes into fashion. The 1913 is the development of the assembly line for the putting together of a car. This was done, of course, by Henry Ford. 1914. All I'm going to do here, because we have studied it once before and we will do so again, but in 1914, World War I. And I have given you, we have studied why World War I, how it came about, how it started. It was really a racial battle and started through race, and we're not going to go through all of that. But 1914, World War I. 1914, Tennessee Williams is born. Coming off of beginning of the 20th century, you have such writings as Wealth, just Wealth, by Cannon, C-A-N-N-A-N. Russell wrote Our Knowledge of the External World. And then to go into the other area of development of the 20th century, homosexuality of man and wife. Homosexuality of man and wife by Hirschfeld, H-I-R-S-C-H-F-E-L-D. So all kinds of things are going to be coming into the 20th century. By the way, Irving Berlin is writing at this time. I'm not going to go through things that he's writing, but he is writing at this time. All right, 1914, you have the beginning of rocketry experiments, dealing with rockets, all this type of deal, greatly in Germany. The first successful heart surgery is performed on a dog, 1914. and we are where we are today in that field. 1914, the United States finally got the Panama Canal open. 1914, the Panama Canal opened. All right, 1915. A lot of things in World War I. I'm not going to go through all of that. We don't have time to develop what's happening in World War I in this study. We'll do that at another time when we can develop it. Only because it's a very popular movie today. 1915 was the movie Carmen. As the movie Carmen by Cecil B. DeMille. All right, Einstein is making his impact in the world at this time. The first fighter airplane is built in 1915. The first fighter airplane is built. It's built by Hugo Junkers, J-U-N-K-E-R-S. The farm tractor is developed in 1915. The first transcontinental, it's a long word, just put the first telephone call across the United States. Bell called Dr. Watson in San Francisco. Bell in New York talked to Dr. Watson in San Francisco, called the first transcontinental telephone call, 1915. Now there are people who drive around in California with a radio or telephone in their car and then call all over the world. But in 1915, this was quite a deal. All right. The U.S. Coast Guard is established in 1915. The U.S. Coast Guard is established. For you ladies and for all of us, I suppose, a lady by the name of Margaret Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R, is thrown in jail for her writing of a book called Family Limitation. This is the first book on birth control. And that's how far we've gone from that. She was thrown in jail for just writing a book on family limitation. The first book on birth control and thrown in jail for writing it. All right, 1916, the World War I, and all the events related to 1916 are going on. John Dewey, very, very important for all you parents. If you can get to the library, you should read John Dewey, Democracy and Education. Very, very important. 1916 is blood for transfusions is refrigerated for the first time. Blood for transfusion is refrigerated for the first time. Of course, with the development of AIDS, blood transfusion is very dangerous today. If you ever know you're going to have one, give your own blood before the operation is the safest thing you can do in that regard. Ed Stan, and here in our own church, in his cancer operation, was going to have blood, and he, over a period of time before he even went to Johns Hopkins for his cancer operation, sent all of his own blood there. And, of course, Harlan's kidded him that if he comes up with AIDS, he's going to know where he came from anyway. But anyway, that's your safe bet. 1916. Let's see. Well, Margaret Sanger, to keep up with her for a moment, Margaret Sanger is out of jail, and she opens the first birth control clinic, 1916. She opens the first birth control clinic in 1916. 1916, prohibition gains ground as 24 states vote against alcoholic beverage. And, of course, I've already covered in class the swing of the pendulum against when religion tries to pass laws and make other people kowtow to its beliefs. The backswing is always vicious. For those of you that like the colorful side of history, 1916 is the time period of Pancho Villa. 1916 is the time period of Pancho Villa. It's also the time period of T.E. Lawrence, the famous Lawrence of Arabia. He is appointed a British political liaison officer at that time. Woodrow Wilson is re-elected president. 1916. For those of you from the West Coast, we have some people here. The first Rose Bowl game was founded 1916. If you're interested, it's between Washington State and Brown University. All right, 1917. World War One is going on. In February, you have the Russian Revolution in 1917 occurring, and all of the events of World War One continue. John F. Kennedy is born, 1917. Let's see, 1917, one of the writings, The Coming Democracy, and a book by writing by C.G. Jung, J-U-N-G, The Psychology of the Unconscious. All these things are developing and telling you what's happening as far as history is concerned. For you music people, Chicago becomes the world's jazz center. For the World War effort, 1917, George Cohan writes the very beautiful song Over There, American patriotic song Over There. In 1917, the original Dixieland band, jazz band, is formed. Sigmund Freud is writing his works on psychology, psychoanalysis. For those of you who have still some romantic in you, Buffalo Bill died. W.F. Cody died in 1917. All right, ladies, back to you. Four women are arrested for picketing the White House in behalf of women's suffrage. They were in jail 6 months. Well, we've come a long way from that also. All right. 1918. We have the continuation of World War One, and Woodrow Wilson gives his 14 points for world peace, and all that type of activity is going on. All right, also, World War One really is officially over later on in 1918. World War One is officially over. The German Revolutionary Communist Workers' Party, all of this is leading up to World War II in Germany, is founded. Ladies, as late as 1918, we start this type of development. Women over 30 get to vote in Britain. Women over 30 get to vote in Britain. I have no idea why they picked 30. And that's just the that occurred. A very evil man in his thoughts and writings, Aldous, A-L-D-O-U-S, Huxley, one of the Huxley family, H-U-X-L-E-Y, The Defeat of Youth. The Defeat of Youth. For those of you that have the importance as I do, 1918, the birth of R.B. Thame, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 1918. All right, also in 1918, Billy Graham was born. Bernard Russell writes, Mysticism and Logic. Mysticism and Logic. The first airmail postage.
All right, let's know just a few things in regard. I don't like to give you statistics, but let's note this one. 1918, the war casualties, World War I casualties, approximately 8.5 million killed. Approximately 8.5 million killed. 21 million wounded. 7.5 million prisoners and missing. The total cost of World War One. The total cost of World War One is $232.58 million. All right, by the way, this is the year, for those of you who are interested, Jack Dempsey is the American heavyweight boxing champion. Jack Dempsey. 1918, the United Lutheran Church is established. The United Lutheran Church is established in the United States. 1919, Teddy Roosevelt dies. 1919, Prohibition. Prohibition, amendment to the Constitution is ratified. 1920, there's a lot going on as far as the end of World War One, but we will not deal with all of that. 1919, Dr. Doolittle stories come into existence for the first time. And the writer is Hugh, H-U-G-H, Lofting, L-O-F-T-I-N-G. Carl Barth, B-A-R-T-H. Not even sure he's a believer. I had to read him through seminary and was bored the whole time. Rather than study some of the great Bible teachers, we study people like Carl Barth and his theology. J.M. Keynes, K-E-Y-N-E-S, The Economist. Is writing at this time. There's a writing now, ladies. A woman's point of view against sexual licentiousness. A woman's point of view against sexual licentiousness. All right, continuing. The American, the Radio Corporation of America is founded. Very important as far as that area of music, of history is concerned. American Legion is formed. Those of you that know about those things. 1920. Let's move into 1920. All right, ladies, here's your day. The 19th Amendment gives the American women the right to vote. 1920. The 19th Amendment gives American women the right to vote. I'm not going to deal with the writing. Let me just give you a list of writers in the 1920s and their writing in this time period. Agatha Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. F. Scott Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D. Sinclair Lewis. Eugene O'Neill. So you can see that this is a time period of some great writers. Carl Sandburg. Upton Sinclair. H.G. Wells. So these are some of the great writers in that time period. Agatha Christie, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Sinclair Lewis, Eugene O'Neill writing, and Carl Sandburg, Upton Sinclair, and H.G. Wells. All right, now some other writings of that time period. Theory of Individual Psychology by Adler. Theory of Individual Psychology. Space, Time, and Deity. Space, Time, and Deity. This is a metaphysical writing. School of Wisdom, developing the wisdom thought as opposed to the biblical thought. Continuing 1920, divorce is becoming very popular throughout the world. The movement of divorce, this took a long time to become popular. But divorces are starting to be granted, and people are running to that alternative rather than just staying and holding the marriage together. 1920, the American Professional Football Association is formed. The American Professional Football Association is formed. All right, the tradition of the New Year's Day Rose Bowl has become a tradition in American history. The Rose Bowl on New Year's Day has by 1920 become a tradition. Sugar Ray Robinson is born. Sugar Ray Robinson is born. Babe Ruth is making his claim to fame in this time period also. All right, let's go to 1921. All right, William G. Harding is inaugurated as president. Harding is president. Hitler, now we're talking about 1921. Hitler starts his movement. He starts with the stormtroopers, the SA, and they begin to terrorize political opponents. This is all the beginning of Hitler's Nazism. Also in 1921, you have the rapid decline, the beginning of the decline of the German economy, and that's going to give the cause for the rise of Nazism. When Hitler came along, Germany is at an all-time, it will be at an all-time low, and the people are ready to turn to anything that will stir up some patriotism, something to give them hope. All right, let's note some of the writings at this time. Modern Democracies. Modern Democracies by Bruce, B-R-Y-C-E. I've already given you that name. The Nature of Existence. The Nature of Existence by Taggart, T-A-G-G-A-R-T. Psychodiagnostic work is being handled. The Analysis of the Mind by Bernard Russell. The Analysis of the Mind. Propaganda as a Political Weapon. Propaganda as a Political Weapon is developed. The man that I mentioned this morning in class is making his move as far as the music world is concerned, Arturo, A-R-T-U-R-O, Toscanini, T-O-S-C-A-N-I-N-I. Arturo Toscanini, and his life is absolutely fascinating. I've read a book on his life, and it's absolutely fascinating. Ku Klux Klan, which really by now have totally lost their purpose, have become a violent movement in the United States. There was a purpose for them being in existence, but now they have lost all purpose for even being in existence. All right, let's move to 1922. Well, let me just give you one other thing in 21 for you parents. The writing of Sabatini is going on, and your children should read Raphael Sabatini, S-A-B-A-T-I-N-I. All of his writings are absolutely fascinating for children and is good for their reading. 1922, just a few things I will note. The Soviet state forms the USSR. Soviet state forms the USSR. Reader's Digest is founded in 1922. I can tell you what, next week I'm not going to give as little minute details. I've got to finish this up next week. John Dewey, Human Nature and Conduct. Human Nature and Conduct. American Individualism is written by Hoover. American Individualism. The Critique of Public Opinion. These types of things are the things being written. Louis Armstrong is very strong in the musical world. Vitamin E is discovered. Vitamin E is discovered in 1922. Emily Post writes her book on etiquette. The Federal Narcotics Control Board is founded. A lot of things going on in that regard. All right. Let's move to 1923. Let me give you one other thing. 1922 is just a little note. The governor of Georgia appointed the first woman as a U.S. senator. And this is one of those trivia type things. She will serve for one day, but she still nevertheless was the first U.S. woman senator. Her name is Mrs. W.H. Felton, F-E-L-T-O-N. She filled the vacancy of the death of the Senator Watson, and she was in office for one day. It had to be filled for that day, so that was the day that a woman was first woman senator of the United States, 1922. Quite an accomplishment when you remember just in 1920 they were allowed to vote. All right, let's move on now, 1923. See if we can pick up a few things. Let me just give you an idea of the German economy. Just an idea of it. The value of the German mark dropped to the rate of 4 million to 1 U.S. dollar. The stories go, if you read in this period, you would roll a wheelbarrow full of money for one loaf of bread. That's how far down it had gone. Just to give you an idea, in the 60s, the mark was a quarter. So, but in 1923, all of this is going to lead to the rise of Nazism. The German mark had dropped to one rate of 4 million marks to one American dollar at that time. All right, a few other things in 1923 we'll note. Let's see. President Harding dies in office and is succeeded by Calvin Coolidge, the vice president. You know about that event in history. All right, the writing Atheism, which is now going to start its great rise in theology and in American history and in the world. Atheism and its history in the Western world. The decay of the capitalist. The decay of the capitalist. Already singing its funeral dirge. And, of course, it's still popular today. With the things going on, just you don't need to write this down, but just to let you know, the popular songs, Yes, We Have No Bananas. If you don't know that one, ask your parents or grandparents, maybe even. But that was a very popular song at that time. The electric razor is patent at this time also. Electric razor is patent. Douglas Fairbanks is very high in the movie world. Douglas Fairbanks is very popular at this time. All right, 1924. Hitler is sentenced to 5 years imprisonment, but he's released after a few months. Hitler is sentenced, but is released after a few months. Mussolini wins election in Italy. Mussolini wins election in Italy. Toscanini, when that happened, Toscanini went into his room and stayed there 1 week. And when they finally got the door open, every piece of furniture had been completely demolished. I mean, he couldn't believe that Mussolini had won in Italy, he himself being from Italy. Well, let me finish 1924. Some of the writings. Democracy and Leadership. The beginning of the attack on leadership by the liberal people. Karl Barth, The Word of God and the Word of Man. The Word of God and the Word of Man. I had to read that in seminary, and just unbelievable, people's view of the Bible. Unbelievable. A lot of work on anti-alcoholism is going on at this time. Well, we'll resume here. Let's get ready for our study tonight in the Christ-centered life. Like I said, I do want to finish this up next week so that we can move on. We got into it. I'm not going to drop it. And we'll finish it up and then get going in our regular study. Let's close in a word of prayer. Now, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to note these things, the trends that occur in history, and to be reminded of the fact that the church age is the age of trends. It is up to us, therefore, to decide for ourselves what we're going to do with Jesus Christ and Bible doctrine. History is filled with the impact of Christianity, the impact of Christ, the impact of religion, the impact of Satan, the impact of evil, all of these forces. And therefore, Father, we come to a simple realization in the fact, why are we here? When we understand and we read the history and see all of the movements that occurred, all of the thoughts, all the writings, all of the people and leaders, all of the religions in the world, all the ideologies, all the false solutions to man's problems given from socialistic communism to total freedom. So, Father, we have made up our mind. Jesus Christ is what history is about. Jesus Christ is what our life is about. And in the short time that we have on the pages of history, it is our purpose to indeed live a Christ-centered life. To this end, Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen.